I wouldn't speak to him anymore.
Now, if somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him, well, just
what? Hold it.
Okay. Are there any other ways that they have to tell him to?
Forget it.
Okay. Or like maybe if there was a building on fire and there were a lot of people in it and everybody started to panic and everything, someone might say, well, just keep something and we'll get out all right.
Keep quiet. Mm-hmm. And you'll be all right.
Or if they're running around and acting crazy, say just what?
Don't get panicky.
Uh-huh. And so you tell them to keep what?
Keep quiet.
Okay. Would you ever tell them to keep calm or anything like that?
Yeah, something like that.
How would you say that?
Keep calm and stay in one place.
Uh-huh. Okay. And now if
5 minutes go do that though.
Yeah. Now, if you've been working very hard, just very hard, you say you're very what?
Tired.
Okay. And now if you're very, very tired, you said you're all what?
Just tired, exhausted.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that you're so exhausted?
I'm just so exhausted, I want to lay down.
Any other words besides exhausted or tired you use for that?
No.
Okay. And now if you use like say that, talking about it and say if you use wear out, you'd say he's all what?
He's all wore out.
Okay. Now, if a person's been well, you know, quite well, and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you'd say, well, last night she what?
Well, I'd say she seemed to be all right last night.
And then all of a sudden what happened? She what?
She died.
No, she didn't die, but she just
become unconscious?
No, she... It's not that bad, she's just, you know, not feeling well at all. And say all of a sudden she what?
She was sick in the stomach.
Uh-huh. And so what happened? She
vomited and that.
Uh-huh. Well, then like if you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it that he was?
So when was it he sent to the hospital?
Or when, what happened, you know, you want to know.
When was he taken sick?
Okay. No. And if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say what?
He was taking a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice like this, it's
getting
real hot.
You got laryngitis.
Okay, and his voice is getting
hot. It's changing.
Uh-huh. Well, what? He might say, well, I'm getting kind of what?
Hoarse.
Okay. And you might say, I've got a little...
cold.
Okay. And then... might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm getting a little what?
Sleepy.
Okay. Now, if the medicine's still by the patient's bedside, you know, like in this case, a couple of pills.